The ongoing drought in Central Texas sapped the green out of many lawns and spurred private well drilling in Austin. It's a costly and fairly unregulated way for homeowners to get at the water from the aquifer below. The computer records held by the state are backlogged and numbers are unreliable, but the Texas Water Development Board estimates that more than 150 wells have been drilled in Austin since 2006. At least 50 of those wells were in the 78703 zip code. It encompasses West Austin, Tarrytown, and Pemberton Heights. In October of last year, the City of Austin passed the Water Well Ordinance. It requires homeowners to register a new well within 70 days of drilling and regulates backflow to protect city water lines from contamination. Daryl Slusher is the Assistant Director for Environmental Affairs and Conservation at Austin Water Utility. He says it's a first step in an overall water conservation plan.
Well, the council is definitely concerned about the amount of wells, concerned about people using excessive amounts of water, but that's not what this ordinance does not in any way regulate how much water people can take out of their wells. It doesn't meter them.
South of the Colorado River, the Barton Springs Edwards Aquifer Conservation District has a tight hold on permitting for any well drilling.
North of the river, there's not a groundwater district, and since there's not a groundwater district, that's one reason there's not the level of information about the aquifer levels.
Jim Blair has drilled approximately 250 wells each year for the last 2 years. He's the manager of Bee Cave Drilling in Dripping Springs.
We do not have to get permits for water wells. We simply drill the well and file a drilling report with the state of Texas within 60 days of drilling the well. And the homeowners have the right to use all the water that they can get.
Tarrytown homeowner Barbara Botts can't help but notice the drilling. There's a 45-foot derrick just two houses down from hers.
I believe that the aquifer belongs to everyone, that when people who have the means take water out of the aquifer, they're basically appropriating for themselves the water supply for all of the citizens.
Bee Caves Drilling estimates that the average private well costs between $20,000 and $35,000 to drill. Barbara Botts asks if homeowners shelling out so much money for a well might be planning to use it for drinking at some point.
If there were a time in which we could not get water, you can be sure that we would go knock on that door.
The Austin Water Utility is scheduled to release information on the number of wells drilled and the effect on the Edwards Aquifer to City Council later this year. Karen Bernstein, KUT News.